When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1301, The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, before we get to the post, I have to admit, as a kid, one of my favorite video games ever was the very same one that Steve is going to discuss on this episode. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. I was obsessed with it. And so it's a real pleasure to be able to read this to you. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Please tell me you've played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for the Nintendo Entertainment System. If you have, then you'll understand when I say that it's one of the games that defined my childhood. I can't count the dozens and dozens of hours I spent working my way through the different circuits, beating the crap out of Glass Joe, trying to dodge Bald Bull's charge, and watching in awe as Iron Mike Tyson knocked me out with a single punch. Sure, it's a fun game, easy to play, and almost impossible to master, but there's one reason, above all others, that this game really resonated with me. It's a good underdog story. Little Mac, the main character in Punch-Out, is, to loosely quote the movie Rudy, which is another great underdog story, is 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, and has hardly a speck of athletic ability. Sure, he's not the biggest guy, definitely not the most talented, and he trains by running the streets of New York City in a pink jumpsuit, come on. However, whatever Little Mac lacks in ability and talent, he sure makes up for with intelligence, determination, and heart. Intelligence, to defeat more talented fighters by outsmarting them. Determination, to get up after being knocked down. Heart, to truly believe he could go from a nobody to heavyweight champion of the world with enough hard work. There's just something awesome about a simple dude from humble beginnings who goes on to accomplish greatness, especially a guy that most of us nerds can relate to. I feel so strongly about this that I ended the previous sentence with a preposition. That's how I roll. But enough about grammar. Let's move on to the real reason I wrote today's article. I want you to be the next great underdog success story. I want you to be the next big thing, because I truly believe you can turn your life around and inspire others. The weight problem in the US continues to go in the wrong direction, so it's up to us to reverse the mojo one person at a time. Whether you become an inspiration for just your circle of friends, your coworkers, or for hundreds of thousands of people, if your story can motivate just one person to make a change and get healthy, then you're a hero in my book. Here is your step-by-step guide to becoming the next Little Mac. Step 1. Decide that you want to make a change. This is incredibly important. If your head isn't in it for the right reason, you won't succeed. Find something that will inspire you to make a change. Your kids, your family, your partner, whatever. Find the motivation you need every single day to level up your life. Step 2, set specific, obtainable goals. Now that your mind is made up, it's time for you to start setting your goals for your journey. I want to lose weight isn't going to cut it. I want to lose 50 pounds by June is a specific goal that you can get behind. Once you've set your goals, you can tailor your diet and workout towards reaching them. If you have a goal to lose a certain amount of weight by a certain amount of time, break that down into months and weeks so you know if you're on track or if you need to make adjustments. Step number 3, weigh in and take a picture. You might hate the way you look and hate being in front of a camera, but still take a picture of yourself. You don't have to show it to anybody or put it up on a website or anything like that. Heck, you don't even have to look at it. Just hold on to it. Secondly, weigh yourself first thing in the morning and make a note of what time and what day of the week you do it. Step 4, tell somebody you're making a change. Some people, like Tyler at 344pounds.com and Steve at 265andfalling.com, have made websites to track their diets, workouts, and weigh-ins to keep themselves accountable. If you're interested in starting a website, you can launch a free blog at wordpress.com to get the ball rolling. Buy an official domain name if you're serious about going global with your story. If you don't want to start a website, feel free to tell family, friends, or coworkers that you're getting in shape and that you would love their support. These are the people who will keep you accountable and keep you motivated. Step 5, keep your stats on a consistent basis. Because you live with yourself every single day, you lucky dog, you probably don't realize any changes when you start to look different if you're losing weight and exercising. So comparing before and after pictures on a monthly or weekly basis will really help you see how far you've come. Secondly, when dealing with the anonymity of the internet, these pictures do wonders for your credibility. Step 6, ask for help when you need it. If you have a blog, write about your struggles. If you have friends, tell them what's working and what's not. If you're keeping this all to yourself, tell me and I'll do what I can. And finally, step 7, inspire others. As you start to get in shape, you might start to receive emails and comments from friends or strangers if online, offering support or asking questions. Go out of your way to respond to every single one of them. These are the people who you could inspire down the road. They say people who are most successful in life are often those who are too busy to be looking for it. I doubt when Tyler set out to lose 150 pounds, he thought his life would change the way it did. Initially, he just wanted to lose weight and take care of his family. Look at him now. Sponsorships, TV and radio appearances, and thousands of lives impacted. It's an awesome story, and one from which you can learn. I firmly believe this next statement. Why not you? Sounds simple enough, right? Why not lose some weight and inspire others to do the same? I bet you have some reservations about telling your story and putting yourself out there. I understand that the internet is a scary place, and you might not be ready to step into the spotlight. That's fine. You don't have to plan to end up on television selling products on infomercials or anything like that. As I've said previously, if you manage to only motivate just one other person, you're already a hero in my book. If you're going to lose weight, I think you should document your success and failures in case you do have a dramatic transformation. In case you're not aware, there are hundreds of thousands of people in your exact same situation, struggling with the same things you're struggling with, looking for motivation to succeed. I want you to be that person. Lead by example, and those around you might just do the same. Positive peer pressure and momentum are two very powerful influences in healthy living. You just listened to the post titled, The Mike Tyson's Punch-Out Guide to Becoming Quasi-Famous and Inspiring Others by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So much of what Steve said are things I completely agree with. Rather than repeat all of his suggestions, I want to highlight one that really jumped out at me. Steve said that step one to becoming the next big thing is to decide that you want to make a change. He said that if your head isn't in it for the right reasons, you won't succeed. What he means by that is we have to find a deep-seated reason to begin this journey. If our reason is superficial, like getting a six-pack, well, that may not be enough to keep us motivated. Why not? Well, first, getting a six-pack can be super frustrating. For many, it seems like it's just not happening fast enough. So we can become easily frustrated and give up on this goal. We'll tell ourselves, see, I knew getting a six-pack was impossible. What's the point? So let's say we do end up with that six-pack. Does that mean our journey is now over? I hope not. We want to stay active and fit for as long as we possibly can. Instead, what if our reasons for changing were to be alive and healthy to see my grandchildren walk down the aisle, or to be an example to my partner, children, friends, dog, guinea pig, whatever? These reasons will help keep you motivated when life starts getting in the way. You just need to remind yourself of these deeper reasons every now and then to help you stay on course. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.